Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, and a bright and beautiful good morning to each and every one of you. As you can see, I'm not in the studio this morning because I'm off to the Hudson Valley today for a family vacation for the week. We do this every year with my mom, my sisters, my extended family. But don't worry, you are coming with me. That's right. You are invited on my vacation. I'll be doing a number of on-site videos while there. So we're going on vacation together, but I'm driving up later today, so no live Q&A tonight like we normally do on Monday nights. All right, now we have got to talk about this bombshell Justice Department report that was just dropped yesterday and the whole Epstein saga. As many of you know, the DOJ just released what they are calling the final word on Jeffrey Epstein. And needless to say, it's raising far more questions than answers. They're telling us there was no client list. They're telling us there was no blackmail and that he definitely killed himself. And what I want to talk about this morning is what they're not telling you in this report. And by the end of this video, you'll understand why this might be the biggest cover-up in modern American history. So yesterday, July 6th, President Trump's own Justice Department released a bombshell memo. After what they call an exhaustive review, the DOJ and the FBI concluded three major things. First, Jeffrey Epstein had no client list. Second, there is no evidence that he blackmailed powerful figures. And third, he definitely committed suicide in his Manhattan jail cell. They even released hours of surveillance footage supposedly showing an empty hallway, claiming this proves nobody entered Epstein's cell the night he died. But here's where this gets interesting for anyone who values truth over government propaganda. Remember when Attorney General Pam Bondi told Fox News that the Epstein client list was, quote, sitting on my desk right now for review? That was just months ago. And she even at one point described what she saw. She talked about how horrific the contents of the Epstein files were. Again, this was literally weeks ago. Now, suddenly that same list, the very list that she described in rather vivid detail, doesn't exist. Now, as we try to untangle this, the Gateway Pundit discovered something fascinating here. Back in 2022, when they tried to legally obtain the Epstein client list, a mysterious John Doe filed an objection to stop its release. And the court sided with this anonymous figure, protecting the list from public view. So let's get this straight. We have evidence that in 2022, courts were protecting a list that the government now claims never existed. Does that make sense to you? So again, as we try to untangle all of this, let's take stock of what we know. Let's list out the facts that are clearly established here by the courts. Jeffrey Epstein was a high school math teacher who somehow became a billionaire. That's the first thing to know about Epstein. He was a freaking high school teacher who somehow became a billionaire. His only known major client was a fellow by the name of Les Wexner, the Victoria's Secret mogul, who gave Epstein unprecedented power over his fortune. So that's where he made his money, from one client. During the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, prosecutors revealed that Epstein had wired Maxwell over $30 million over the course of 8 years. And FBI raids of his properties uncovered thousands of photos, videos, and what they described as child sex abuse material. Four women testified that Maxwell facilitated their abuse by Epstein when they were minors. The prosecution successfully argued this was a pyramid scheme of abuse where victims were used to recruit other young girls. Investigative journalists like Tara Palmieri, who spent 2 years covering this case, recently revealed something crucial. She spoke with victims who told her that everything was filmed and that the FBI likely possesses this compromising material, which of course raises the question. If that is true, if everything was filmed according to multiple eyewitness testimonies, why hasn't anyone been prosecuted? Now, of course, Maxwell was convicted on 5 of 6 charges and sentenced to 20 years in prison. But note, to date, she is the only person behind bars for what prosecutors call one of the largest sex trafficking operations in modern history. One person has thus far been sentenced to prison. But that's nothing compared to what happens next.
Gang, we're not just fighting an information war. There's another war that's happening that many of us don't know about, and it's in your gut. There's a battle between good and bad bacteria going on inside you right now that can determine the health for the whole of your body. And here's how you're going to win that battle. Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition is the fermented superfood your body needs to arm the good guys with the right weapons to defeat the bad actors once and for all. All health starts in the gut, so putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health. We're talking your heart, your brain, even the quality of your skin, the growth of your hair. Containing over 900 strains of beneficial bacteria in each capsule, Kimchi One supports healthy digestion, fortifies your immune system, and helps detoxify your whole body. Kimchi has also been shown to reduce risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines by curbing appetite and naturally boosting your metabolism. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, and 100% made in the USA. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order, or for an even better deal, call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call now, 888-897-0233. That's 888-897-0233.
So this is what we know. We know Epstein was running one of the largest sex trafficking operations in modern history. We know he was wiring tens of millions of dollars to Ghislaine Maxwell as part of that operation. And we know that he mysteriously made his money as a high school math teacher through a single client. Now let's examine his death. On August 10, 2019, guards found him unresponsive in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. Here are the undisputed facts from the DOJ's own Inspector General report, okay? Epstein did attempt suicide, or at least claimed to, weeks earlier. He was supposed to have a cellmate, but was left alone. Guards failed to perform required 30-minute checks. Security cameras in the hallway, we were originally told, allegedly malfunctioned. Multiple staff members falsified records. So whether anyone likes it or not, the circumstances surrounding his death are clearly suspicious. There's, by any objective metric, there's no way around that. And here's where it gets really interesting. Court documents reveal that Epstein had meetings with CIA officials. I'm going to say that again because this is what we know. These are undisputed facts. Court documents, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, revealed that Epstein had meetings with CIA officials. His 2008 sweetheart deal in Florida, when he was convicted of having sex with underage girls, where he spent most of his time under house arrest in his Florida mansion, that sweetheart deal was largely a result of his cooperation with intelligence agencies. Not to mention the reported intervention from Prince Andrew himself. And it's not just our intelligence agencies he appears to have been caught up in. Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, was believed to be connected to Israeli Mossad before his mysterious death falling off his yacht. Note the interesting pattern of mysterious deaths surrounding all of this. Some investigators believe he was the one who introduced Ghislaine to Epstein. But also we know that Epstein cultivated relationships at the highest levels of many governments, and that intelligence agencies would certainly be interested in his vast collection of compromising material. So that's key. His relationship with some of the highest ranking world leaders entailed his own scrutiny by world intelligence agencies. Now think about it. If you had videos of powerful politicians, business leaders, foreign officials in compromising situations, wouldn't that be exactly the kind of leverage intelligence agencies dream of? So that's what we know about this guy. And now we're getting this official report that there was literally nothing to see here. Move on. It was all a big nothing burger, nothing to see. Gang, this isn't just about one dead financier. This is about accountability, transparency, and whether our justice system applies equally to everyone, especially what appears to be a radically corrupt political elite that got caught. We're living in an era where only 30% of Americans trust the legacy media and government officials. When the government releases a memo claiming there's nothing to see here, while obvious questions remain unanswered, given what we know, it further erodes that trust. Meanwhile, over 1,000 victims in some way, shape, or form have been identified in all of this. These aren't just numbers. These are real people whose lives were shattered, and they deserve justice. So here's what we know for certain. A vast sex trafficking operation victimized innumerable women and girls. Only one person, Ghislaine Maxwell, is in prison. Mountains of evidence exists that the FBI won't release. And now we're told to accept that the case is closed, nothing more to investigate. Now, we were told by the incoming Trump administration that they were going to restore law and order. No more games. No more deep state unaccountability. We were going to protect the innocent and punish the guilty. I'm sorry. No one loves President Trump more than me. You know that. But I'm going to come out and I'm going to say it bluntly. This report represents the betrayal of all three. In the midst of unprecedented historic rounds of success, Trump's Justice Department just failed all of us. Pam Bondi was either lying then, or she is lying now. Cash was either lying then, or he is lying now. Dan Bongino was either lying then, or he's lying now, and I'm going with now. Unfortunately for them, the truth has a way of surfacing, even when powerful people try to bury it. The only question that remains in all of this, will we demand that truth reveal itself? Or are we just going to accept that narrative that we're given? We are living in the golden age, an age of light. And I, for one, am not going to rest until the darkness is completely dispelled. So what do you guys think? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, because we got tons of news and analysis that you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless, and I'll see you in the Hudson. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.